This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Thank you for joining us. 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I say Pacific because I'm going to be heading west later on tonight, so I'll be on the West Coast next week on my way to Maui. Wowie, huh? Just to have some fun. Well, what do we got on the docket here today, Scott? I mean, you know, what kind of days do we got? Oh, I like this one. Blame Someone Else Day, in case... In case you don't already, we are reminded that you, you know, I guess today is the excuse, kind of the King's X kind of, don't blame me, you know, let's blame someone else.
I feel like it should be called Zero Accountability Day.
Well, we have plenty of those, especially if you're on the Beltway. If you're working for the government, that's every day. You know, they just stick that out there. I like this one, Giving Sharks a Voice Day. I mean,
like from the West Side Story?
I think so. I think so. It's all part of Fantastic Friday. Got to give sharks a voice. They had a voice. I mean, you were a shark or a jet, right?
A shark or a jet.
That's it.
And you had to have rhythm and you had to be able to sing. So.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Only in West Side Story, man. That's all you can do. Stevie Wonder's birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Stevie.
Yeah. He fantastic musician.
Exactly. And then our buddy, Darius Rucker. I say our buddy. I mean, we've talked to him a couple times, had him on the show. Talk about a gifted musician there. Oh, unbelievable. Good fun. In fact, I liked they Ooh. Did a deal. Mr. Hootie himself. Great Christmas CD that he promised to send me. Never did, by the way, Darius. On your birthday, you could remember and send it to me. But anyway, yeah. So happy birthday, Darius Rucker. And let's see here. I guess that's
Stephen
pretty much
Colbert.
It. Stephen Colbert's birthday today?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to have balloons and confetti and everything on the show?
Maybe, I don't know.
Why not? Well, of course, yesterday, speaking of which, balloons and confetti, they're going to hold them back for another day here. You had the big meeting, the Kumbaya meeting of Paul Ryan and one Donald Trump. And, you know, this is what Donald Trump had to do, or had to say anyway, in assessing the situation.
I've interviewed you a lot in this process. You say you want conservative justices to the Supreme Court. You said you'll even give us a pool of names before the election, right?
Right, I'm going to do that, yes.
Right. All right, so you're going to build a wall. That's conservative. Conservative justices obviously are. You've said to me repeatedly you want to get our budget back in balance, that you will repeal and replace Obamacare, right, likely with health care savings accounts?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Common Core, we're going to get rid of Common Core, bring education locally. We're going to do that. We're going to protect our Second Amendment, so important, so important. And, you know, the Second Amendment is being chipped away at. And as far as Hillary's concerned, she wants to abolish the Second Amendment. I really believe she wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Her whole view on guns she's a disaster in so many different ways. So we're going to, I think we really had a great meeting today, and I think we agree on a lot of things, and it'll be a little process, but it'll come along, pretty sure.
You
know,
and then you want to be energy independent. You said you want to take care of vets.
Right.
You want to build up the military. Maybe it's me, and maybe I'm a little cynical here. What does he want to know? Why is this so hard for him to say, yeah, I agree with him on all of those issues right there, and Hillary Clinton is on the other side? I don't understand why that's so hard.
Well, I think a big thing today was the judges, you know, the justices, Supreme Court, and I think that they felt very good about it. I had this idea a couple of months ago because I was getting a little bit of pushback from some great people and some great friends of mine that are in Congress, and they were telling me that, you know, how can we feel a little bit better? And I came up with this idea that I would come up with a list of really, really terrific, acceptable judges, conservative. And I'll put that list forward, and that'll be a list from which I'll choose, or at least a list, at a minimum, a list from which I'll sort of use as a guide. And I'll tell you, that went a long way. People really like that idea a lot.
You know, I think a lot.
Well, there's nothing like communicating, right? Letting each other know where they're coming from. And it seems like things are moving in the right direction outside of the bounds of ego. As you know, there was probably plenty of ego in that room. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to all of us, okay? The United States of America, about us working together, not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. But I think we've come to that point where, you know, we've got to start to look outside of our individual party interests and look about, you know, what's in the interest of America at large to get this country back on track once again. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of RickandBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy Friday. Thanks.
Hey, it is a great Friday. It's good fun. We've had a wild week. Of course, everybody in anticipation of, you know, Trump and Ryan singing all 56 verses of Kumbaya. I don't think they got all quite to 56, but they got a couple out anyway. Huh?
I thought the Pope was coming back with the amount of coverage.
Could you believe that?
I've never seen that.
I mean, his plane has landed. Come on, you're kidding me. I think one commentator said they thought maybe it was the second coming.
Right, yeah, I think so. I was waiting for like a triple split screen and everything else, but yeah, I mean, this was important. You know, obviously unity right now is important as we get closer to the 1237, Trump gets closer to the 1237. So there's obviously a divide, but you know, Bill, I have to laugh because since when is Paul Ryan a conservative champion?
Yes, right.
Is that something new? When did?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because I think this thing has just been pushed. I mean, this is the guy that just gave Obama everything he wanted, right? And
yes,
he was gonna be the voice of reason and do something different. Didn't he kind of throw everybody under the bus and now he's the conservative champion?
Yeah, he threw every GOP voter under the bus when he passed Omnibus, which was giving the socialists and their agenda $1.1 trillion of our money to fund Obamacare and to fund executive amnesty and to grow the government and then not do anything about the border.
Yeah, exactly.
So he betrayed, with Omnibus, a single swoop in 2,000 pages, he betrayed all of the GOP base. Therein lies the rise of Trump.
Exactly. Megan, stay right there because that is what you just said is part and parcel to this whole situation and where I believe that Paul Ryan loses credibility and you and I are, it seems like we're seeing the same thing here because I'm going, wait a minute, you know, you're part of the reason here and I got to tell you, at least what I'm hearing across the country is many conservatives felt so disenfranchised with this budget approval. And what's increasingly galling is that at every turn, whenever, you know, you're not using the right restroom or following, you know, the footsteps and the orders of the progressive left and this crazy administration we got, what do? They threaten states to withhold money. And so, wait a minute, you don't even have control of the purse, but you're gonna threat to withhold money. And meanwhile, our House, last time I checked, I think the Republicans have the majority, right?
Right, and so majority.
So why aren't they? You know, what is the big problem here? I mean, the government can withhold money because, you know, somebody wants to have a further conversation about how do we manage a restroom issue, and we turn this into one incredible conversation and all kinds of hysteria for what? Less than 1% of America that 2 weeks ago wasn't, maybe a month ago wasn't all that big a deal. Now all of a sudden, what do we got? We got people all confused, and they're, you know, they find themselves in the fetal, did all of a sudden they go psychotic and they're in the fetal position lying in front of a restroom and wetting themselves because they can't figure out which restroom to go to?
Yeah, you know, this is a complete diversionary tactic. It's typical of the left taking what I would call somewhat of a red herring and then making it a huge national issue. This is, you know, transgenderism has existed for as long as probably people have been alive, and they've managed to get along this long with using the bathroom, and all of a sudden now we've got to force states to change how, and our country really, to change how biology is determined. I guess biology is no longer determined at birth. Biology is determined on feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes no sense, and it's a complete diversionary tactic from really talking about the true issues that American people are facing. Americans aren't flocking to the polls based on which bathroom people are using. Mm-hmm. Americans are flocking to the polls and getting behind Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
Because of the economy, because of safety and security, because of jobs, because of the growth of government. These types of issues are the ones that are driving people to the polls. The Democrats can scream all they want about transgender bathrooms, but that's not going to give Hillary Clinton a win.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, when you look and just look at those things, you know, in terms of jobs and the economy, here everybody is struggling. And now we find out again here recently, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation investigation, Bill and Hillary received at least $100 million from autocratic Persian Gulf states and leaders, potentially undermining Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's claim that she carried out independent Middle East policies, that she can carry out independent Middle East policies. I mean, first of all, there's legal issue of her receiving money like this, but now and because of Peter Schweizer and his book Clinton Cash, which is going to be a movie released in July, I mean, the exposure on this is just going to be astounding. And people have got to see it for what it's worth, that, you know, they have leveraged every step of the way, in much the same way that Nancy Pelosi did, that somebody else had written about when she was 7 years old. She sat in her dad's office there, I think, when he was mayor in Chicago. And so she would, you know, get the phone, and when somebody would ask for a favor from her dad, she'd blatantly just say, okay, what's in it for us? What are we getting out of this? At 7 years old. And,
yeah, they indoctrinate them early, don't they?
Yeah, and then they grow up and they become, you know, they can become leaders in the House and that. You know, it's like, come on, you're kidding me, right? But this is
the problem that Hillary Clinton has. And when you look at, I think it was Woodward that came out just the other day and said that they have 20 people at the Washington Post.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
Is basically on Trump detail trying to uncover and unearth every factoid and every slip-up he may have had since he's been born. Well, do they have the same on Hillary Clinton? Because
yeah.
The past is now fair game. I say bring it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Hillary Clinton's past is so incredibly, not only criminal, we can call it criminal, but when you look at her and what she did to women during the bimbo eruptions with Bill Clinton, when you look at her quid pro quo arrangement that she obviously had with who gets $100 million if isn't going to do something in return for it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So if the past is fair game, I say bring it on. Let's go. Roll up your sleeves. Game on.
Yeah, well, Bob Woodward, it's fine. You know, you did that, but where were you in 07, in 08?
Right.
You know, it's like what all these guys, they're like sleeping, you know, larvae mosquitoes that are just waiting to come out. And so now I guess this must be the year for them to come out, right?
Well, right. And is anyone asking what Barack Obama did 25 years ago when he first walked in 8 years ago?
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we are, I don't know, the hypocrisy runs deep. There's no question. And it's equal opportunity. You know, I guess that's the fun part of it, Megan. This is Bill Martinez. Yeah, wait, we'll pick it up from there. Bill Martinez with Megan Barth, the one and only. Yes, she's with us this morning, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
seems to be the order of the day is the big runaround that we get from our government. The reason they do that, Megan Barth, is so that it gives them room. It gives them a window, you know, to, you know, fudge and work the angles on us, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, say Bill.
I'm sorry. I was just commenting, you know, there was a little Blues Traveler, a little transitionary music, you know, why do you give me the runaround? And, you know, that's kind of a song to our government right now. Why are they giving us the runaround?
Absolutely.
It's a shell game. It's just,
yeah.
Exactly.
And the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Well, you know.
It's all smoke and mirrors when it comes to her campaign.
Right.
You cannot tell me that she is going to win a general election when you look, whether it's at exit polls or regular polls, national polls, she has a trust issue. And I've said this before, when you look at how people vote for a leader who they can trust, bottom line. And she is polling right now in 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, depending on what poll, people believe she's a liar.
Yeah.
She cannot simply win when 60 to 70% of the people believe that she's a liar. Now, I think all of the heat that is coming on her campaign, like the newest revelations written about in the Daily Caller, the $100 million from the Middle East, you know, there is some talk around the water cooler in D.C. that she might step out of the campaign.
Well, you got Uncle Joe and Pocahontas Liz, you know, they're getting ready to step in. They're kind of like two buzzards flying overhead, just waiting, you know, waiting to pounce in on the nomination opportunity. What do you think?
Well, I talked about that months ago when I wrote about socialism and capitalism and really thought that Hillary might be out much sooner. And I thought that would be a good ticket for the Dems because you have a Joe who is really useless, quite frankly, as he has been. But he's more of a moderate Dem. He's not such a leftist. And then when he brings up Elizabeth Warren, who Trump has nicknamed Goofus, when you have Elizabeth
I think it's Warren, Pocahontas. I really do. I was talking with Scott earlier. I mean, she's 132nd Pocahontas, I think, isn't she?
Or 164th. I have
or whatever. I don't know. You know.
I don't know. The How Now Pow Chow cookbook or something that she wrote. I have no. It's just, it's literally a running joke. So if you had both of them up on the dais, it would be palatable to the Dems because you get kind of the moderate Joe, the old Uncle Joe, and then you get the raging leftist, socialist, Marxist, faux Pocahontas.
Yes.
On the left, which will appease the far left group, like the Sanders crowd.
Right. Well, but I don't know. You know, you talk about appeasing the Sanders crowd. They've been following him like the Pied Piper to such a degree. I think you've got major problems, you know, come convention time, because you're vacating millions of voters. And, you know, the theme of Sanders, similar to the theme of Trump, is that it's just not fair. These superdelegates, the way the system seems to be rigged, you know, for Hillary Clinton. And meanwhile, he keeps winning, but he just can't accumulate enough delegates. He's just accumulating enough to stay in the fray of things and being a rather growing annoyance for one Hillary Clinton.
Well, and I've said this for quite some time as well. The Democrat Party is the one that's in disarray. The Democrat Party is the one with the identity crisis. The Democrat Party is the one that needs to unify. You know, you hear about all of this GOP need for unification. Well, quite frankly, if Paul Ryan wasn't part of the GOP, we'd be okay.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Democrat Party, they do have the issue. You know, Hillary keeps running further left thinking that she's going to pick up some Sanders support, but she can't run away from her past.
Exactly.
She can't run away from her ties to Wall Street, or her paid speeches given to Wall Street, and her establishment ties and her lies. She cannot run away from that.
And Trump's got that moniker tied tightly around her neck, you know, Corrupt Hillary. It just reinforces the perspective. Again, you know, Megan, you and I have gone through the process, and, you know, I often say the difference between a progressive and conservative is experience. You know, I remember at a time in my life when I thought, okay, you know, here's these ideas that you go after. And then when you really have to confront the truth of the matter, then you got to make some heartfelt decisions. decisions. We got a lot of young people right now going on emotion, you know, thinking socialism is all great. And you go, well, where's the civics class in school? Well, we know where it isn't. It's not in front of them because when they speak, it's with such ignorance. And you feel sorry for them because, you know, they've only paid, what, $500,000 for this kind of education. They're going to have all kinds of tuition debt as they head on out. Head on out the door, and we're approaching graduation day, and they've been duped. I mean, you know, look what's happening. All these, you know, backroom negotiations, whether it's Soros paying people off to participate in orchestrated, you know, riots and that sort of thing. And now you have in your one of your latest articles at ReaganBaby.com, the climate change charade of the 350.org parade. You know, our kids are being set up, and all I want to say to them is make sure you understand who's controlling. Just like you said, follow the money, who's controlling the issue, and is it good for all concerned?
Well, that's right. And the Democrat Party or progressives and these activists have always preyed on the useful idiots. And the useful idiots are easy and right picking right out of college because these kids yet are very altruistic, right? They're kind of like...
Well, they're idealistic. And we say useful idiots because we were one, okay?
Right.
We were one. We've been there. It's not like we're pointing fingers going, hey, you're a useful idiot, and we're not. That's what I'm saying. It's experience that gets you to the other side and understands, hey, it's okay to ask questions.
Well, right, but we're also dealing with a generation, I would say a new generation from perhaps yours and mine, that are now being groomed to be little Marxists. They're being indoctrinated very early. They're being taught that America was basically all that is wrong with the world. Instead of the liberator, they're seeing us as the occupier. They don't like capitalism. A poll just came out, a majority of college students prefer socialism over capitalism. Well, this type of indoctrination starts early.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only ideologically are they opposed to limited government and all of the principles by which our country was founded upon, but then they're used as activists and taught that greater government is good. You know, using our natural resources is bad. So when you look at the climate change folks like Bill McKinnon over at 350.org, he knew that the green movement had to be more than just being green. Mm-hmm. It had to morph into a larger movement that incorporated churches and businesses and youth. And he knew he had to mobilize him along with Tom Steyer, who is a billionaire donor and bundler for Obama.
Yeah. Right.
And so what they're doing is trying to force or encourage through fear, you know, churches and schools, private industry to divest themselves from fossil fuels, and divest themselves meaning from their investments into fossil fuel companies through various sorts of funds. But what they choose to ignore to admit is that these funds just don't go away. Just because a church or a university divests itself of fossil fuel funds, well, guess who picks up the leftovers or
exactly
the
right
Wall Street.
Of course, yeah,
so
at cents on the dollar, at cents on the dollar, thank you very much. Yes, right
exactly. So these kids who are marching against fossil fuels and encouraging their universities and churches, etc., to divest aren't doing the math very well to understand that postdocs just don't disappear.
They'll figure out the math when all of a sudden their tuition goes up because their income from their stock investments had a low ROI because they divested themselves of some of these great products and great items, you know?
Well, Bill, you expect way too much. First of all, they expect college wishes to be free under the Bernie plan, so nothing's going to cost them anything.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a day of reckoning, and we're drawing closer to it, it seems, by every moment. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, always good. Thank you. It's 28 after.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together. Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. Hey, look at, for a change, huh? Isn't that refreshing? Could it be all about you? Could it be all about we the people, just like the U.S. Constitution says, a government of, for, and by we the people, instead of the elites? But, hey, look at, it's up to us. You know, we've got to take this government back, because look what they've done to our country. Look what they're doing to our country. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jeffrey Lord is with us, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning there, Bill. I'm just fine.
Hey, wonderful. Hey, help us out here, boy. We got all kinds of moving parts and wackiness. You know, Trump is the... it's a NASCAR race. It really is.
On this planet can keep up with.
Yeah, but, you know, it gives us something to talk about. But here we've got Trump now, the presumptive nominee, meeting with, you know, one Paul Ryan and that group there. And you got all this ego that's going around, and Ryan's thinking that he's got all the chips. And I'm thinking, you know, have you not seen all the votes going to Donald Trump? I don't think it's a matter necessarily of him. It's got to be, a mutual thing to come together and, set the ego, you know, check the ego in at the door and let's figure out what's best for the country and what's best for the party. Because if you guys mishandle this, you know, Reince Priebus is going, you know, I'm going to go to Wall Street, go be a consultant for a while.
Yeah, first of all, I thought this kind of meeting was inevitable. This is, in fact, the kind of thing that a winning presidential nominee does with his troops on Capitol Hill. It's a little bit more unusual because of Donald Trump in this situation, but still in all, this is what happens. Now, that said, I must say I'm a little irritated here. I mean, with Speaker Ryan, whom I like, we both worked for Jack Kemp at different stages of Jack's career today, and I have a column up now posted at American Spectator, titled Jack Kemp's Lesson for Paul Ryan. Jack Kemp, of course, ran for president in 1988, and he was viewed by many conservatives as the standard bearer for the Reagan Revolution and the Reagan agenda. And alas, he was running against then Vice President George H.W. Bush, who, precisely because he was vice president, even though he was not a conservative, you know, in a lot of voters' mind, carried President Reagan's banner into the fight. So Jack Kemp lost, and he, as he was campaigning, he said flatly, outright, that if Bush were elected, that would be the end of the Reagan agenda, and that's what he was fighting for. Well, so he loses to Bush. 19 days after he withdrew from the race, he endorsed Bush and appeared at his side in Wisconsin to campaign with him. He just swallowed hard and went and did it. That's what Paul Ryan needs to do here and needs to get on with it.
Well, but, and it's not like he's having to.
We will get there.
Yeah, and it's not like he's having to do this blindly, Jeff. I mean, look at the polling, look at the following, the numbers, the kind of people that he's bringing into the party, which the party's been saying for a long time. You know, we need to broaden the tent pegs. We need to broaden the tent, get more people in here. But it's getting through that transition. And if they're going to win the White House, they need to do this fast. I see the clock moving here, Jeff, and I'm concerned that they're going to miss out on some critical time here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what concerns me as well. But I do think that they are getting this done. I was listening to Donald Trump this morning, who was very pleased with the meeting. One of the things that I have been saying repeatedly in the course of this campaign, when we would get to discussions of Donald Trump and leadership and that sort of thing, temperament, all of this, this is a guy who built the name of his business is the Trump Organization, built it from scratch. You cannot possibly build the kind of company he has built, this globe-straddling company with all of these buildings and resorts and golf courses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're mammoth projects individually, let alone collectively, without having the temperament, without having the ability to lead, listen to people, have a vision, get things accomplished. Those are precisely the skills you need to be president of the United States. And so I'm not at all surprised that he's getting high marks for his visit to Washington yesterday, and I'm sure he will continue to do so. It's just that my problem here is that other people, it's not just the nominee who has the unifying job ahead of him, but anybody who is a party leader, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, for example, and I think Reince Priebus is doing a great job in that score, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, I mean, they all have a hand in this. So I think some of them need to get on the stick.
Well, this is what leadership's all about. I mean, who called the meeting?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about it. Who called the meeting? It wasn't them. It was Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, hey, we got to do this. So that, again, to your point, it demonstrates leadership. This is how he's able to do this, not just in New York, but around the world he's been able to accomplish and develop this empire. So that says a lot about this man. And it is amazing to me, Jeffrey Lord, that even to this day, people want to underestimate the influence, the intelligence, the strength of this individual. I mean, they still want to look at him based on that what the Washington Post headline that had him caricaturized as a clown, you know?
Yeah, you know, and frankly, politically speaking, that's an asset for Donald Trump. Ronald Reagan had this same interesting phenomenon going on, that he was perpetually underestimated, and that always played to his advantage.
Right.
Because he was never the caricature that they made of him as a simpleton extremist actor. I remember he'd been elected at this point as president of the United States. He visits Washington, and Speaker Tip O'Neill proceeds to tell him that he's in the big leagues now. Well, hello, the man had elected in two landslides as governor of California. He'd won just won an election in a landslide as president of the United States. Right. And here is Tip O'Neill presuming to tell him he's in the big leagues now. You know, Reagan quickly showed what's what when he took office and proceeded to defeat Tip O'Neill like a drum
exactly.
on the floor of the House when getting his legislation passed. So the sort of condescension of Washington politicians never ceases to amaze.
Well, fortunately for Tip O'Neill, he didn't say that to Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
right. He'd have been eviscerated right on the spot.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Hillary's issues. The FBI, even Comey again reiterated, review. We don't do review. It's the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the team of people that are working on this nonstop. They're now starting to get into the inner circle of one Hillary Clinton. The pressure is on her. If it's not for Bernie on one side, it's the FBI on the other.
Yeah, she really, you know, so much attention has been given to Donald Trump and what's going on the Republican side that, in fact, we're losing sight of there are real problems here on the Democratic side. There is this investigation and her handling of this, that language that you just cited is exactly the personification of why so many people think she's dishonest. She's using this term, a security inquiry, which doesn't exist, right? And she's doing it to try and lead people into believing it's something that it isn't. It is a full-fledged FBI investigation, as the director himself was quick to point out.
Right.
The other problem she has is Bernie Sanders. And I noticed the other day that former Governor Rendell of here in Pennsylvania, who's a former, he's a Clinton supporter and a former head of the Democratic National Committee. The Democratic Convention is, of course, going to be here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, in July. And he was asked about protests from Bernie Sanders supporters. And he said, well, if they come, they need to behave themselves, quote unquote. Well, I understand why he's saying this, because there are people out there who are Sanders supporters who are trying to organize marches and in the style of million man marches
exactly.
on Philadelphia to protest the Democratic National Committee.
Well, and Jeff, we're out of time. Jeffrey Lord has been with us, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator. Go to his website, watch his latest.
You've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer. Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Okay.
Martinez live.
Oh, they're classics, aren't they? It's always fun to remember. And we got the Lucy girl about ready to come up with us. But meanwhile, I want to catch up on a couple things here. It's Bill Martinez here, about 14 before the top of the hour. Hey, you want to know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? Why do you think? Because many, once they see the ultrasound picture, they say, look, I need to rethink my decision to have an abortion. This is why we've partnered with SaveTheStorks.com. They got 21 buses out there across the country right now doing the best they can and bringing the truth to women who are making this serious decision. They say, hey, look, you want to come on the bus? We'll give you a free ultrasound picture of your baby. 85% of the women that do that, they choose life. And this is why we are partnering with SaveTheStorks.com, because they choose life. And you can get on the bus with us. They got another 21 buses online. They're just getting ready to roll out, and they need help. So any size donation, if you agree and want to partner with us for life, give them a call. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call. Number 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Okay? And, you know, again, what I appreciate about Save the Storks is it's not just about one event. It's a life journey, and they're alongside the women there to help them through this process, to choose life and all the other decisions that follow after choosing life, as opposed to, you know, just going through the door, having their baby aborted and thinking, you know, there's nothing more. I think this is why a lot of women today are realizing that there is more, and it's always better when we choose life. So thank you for joining us with SaveTheStorks.com, and this portion of Bill Martinez brought to you in part by my good friends there. By the way, I kind of rambled a little bit on the on Jeffrey Lord and his article that he had written that he mentioned. It's posted at the American Spectator, so I do want to give you just go to spectator.org/Jack Kemp's lesson for Paul Ryan. I'm sure if you just even Google Jeffrey Lord, you can be able to pull it up easy enough. But if you go to spectator.org and look for Jeffrey Lord's article on Jack Kemp's lesson for Paul Ryan about what he did. I mean, and Jack Kemp, you know, interestingly enough, I mean, he's the father of Jeff Kemp, who we talked to yesterday on the Facing the Blitz story. And in fact, people that know him so well, I think Jeff had made this mention. He goes, "Oh my goodness, you know, you hear Jeff's voice, and it's his dad. You know, they just have that same pitch and timber and sound so much alike." And he says it stops him in his tracks because he was so close, you know, to Jack Kemp, I should say. But anyway, so just go to spectator.org. Great article. And in terms of what needs to be done to unify the party, and, you know, I find it quite interesting, Scott, that, you know, the pundits, you know, the people that, you know, supposedly know are talking about the fractious position that the Republican Party is in. I think the dynamic tension is positive. I wish it happened sooner, because I'm looking at the watch and I'm going, hey, we're running out of time, as we talked with Jeff Lord. You know, we're not that far away when votes are starting to be cast. People are making up their minds, and you just can't think you got another, you know, 12 months to process this thing out. You've got to move quick. You got to be strategic. You got to be powerful with your message, because as always, it's the message that carries the day. It is so powerful, and this is what is connecting, and why Donald Trump understands this innately. You know, so you know.
They have more time to start working on their fracture than what the Democrats have. Right now, everybody said that there was going to be a contested convention for the
Republicans.
And right now, it's looking like it very possibly could be a contested convention for the Democrats.
Well, you know, the other thing too, Scott, you know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, we're not hearing anything from the millennials and these millions of voters that are following Bernie Trump. Bernie Sanders, and I say Bernie Trump because it's almost like they're so similar. I mean, they're the opposites of you know, they're bookends of this whole political process in this campaign season. Quite interesting. But you know, you've got millions of voters, these young kids that are passionately following Bernie Sanders, and he's already set it up. And I think he's, you know, a little bit of, you know, Trump's influence there in terms of the unfairness and how the situation is fixed. And now they're talking about, if Hillary's not there, who is their next go-to guy? Do you think it's Bernie Sanders, the guy who's got millions of votes? No, they're talking, hey, let's get Elizabeth Warren and Uncle Joe involved in the situation. You talk about unfairness, and you talk about potential riots that could occur as a result of that. This is not going to be ugly.
You saw the same thing with the Republicans, though. Mm-hmm. They didn't want Trump.
Right.
It wasn't until that everybody backed out that they were he's finally getting people saying, well, I, you know, of course I'm going to back him. He's our party's candidate and things like that. And you still have people that are like, well, no, I'm not going to back Trump. So, well, then you're backing whoever the Democratic.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, a vote against Trump's a vote for Hillary. You know, and that's what we've been saying for the last couple of weeks. And when some of these politicians and conservatives are saying, okay, hey, I can't vote for Trump. Well, okay, fine. Well, then you're just you might as well just hand it over to Hillary, and thank you very much. You know, that's just not the way it works. Jack Kemp understood that, and he demonstrated it with his actions and knew that, hey, look, this is who the people have chosen, and I've got to go along and be gracious about it. And, you know, of course, you know, Jack Kemp, known to be honorable, and in this case, you know, he stands as an example for one Paul Ryan, and I think other conservatives. I think it's ironic. You and I talked about this the other day. You know, they made Trump sign a petition saying, look, if you don't get it, if you don't get the nomination, will you support the nominee of the Republican Party? Big deal about that, right? Well, why didn't they get all the other Republicans together in the conservative caucus and the whole deal, have them sign the same paper? You know, and maybe this is what's going to happen, is the next time this question comes up in the political process, and it will, they're going to remember this. They're going to remember what they did to Donald Trump, and he's going to say, look, I'll sign it when the rest of the guys sign it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's really weird that it was such a big deal for them that Trump support the the nominee, and I guarantee you now he's 100% behind the nominee.
Yeah, right.
Followed his word.
Exactly. Well, and as he said then, he says, I expect to be the nominee. Well, you know, you got to give him credibility. I mean, he's followed up on this. And this is the thing, again, that I remind people, we've had several conversations, you know, even this week, again, about somebody that says something. If there's no veracity in what the statement is, and by veracity, not only is it true, it's factual, but then it's realized. If it's not realized and it's just huff and puff, then, you know, what is your value? It's just an opinion. And, you know, you've heard me say that in the absence of fact and truth, opinion rules. Well, we got a lot of opinion flying around here right now. And, you know, and like we were talking with Megan Barth, what I found, and, you know, I don't fault these young kids and the, you know, so-called millennials for not understanding, you know, what's going on. I mean, this is a tough deal. You're getting on the bus here suddenly in the last hour and the last minutes of the game, and you're trying to pick up and understand, and what you're gravitating to is just, you know, what's cool. And what seems cool, and it's like, wow, you know, I don't think you understand what you're talking about when you say, hey, I'm for socialism. Really? I mean, do you realize how many people? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter to you that socialism has killed millions of people historically. There is no success record. You can't look back in history and say, well, look at socialism worked wonderfully in this country. Look what happened. It helped people, all this innovation and creativity, the support of other nations around the world as a result of socialism. It's been exact opposite. But these kids don't know better, and these professors sit there in the halls of academia and shovel this stuff to these kids. They indoctrinate them, and they come out, and it's almost like, you know, we gotta take these kids away someplace and have them reprogrammed. You know what I mean? If they're going to be of any value.
I hear what you're saying, but part of that, I think part of the reprogramming comes when you get your first job.
Yes, exactly.
When you start having bills to pay, when you have, you get a kid, so you realize that, you know, the money, you want more money so you can provide more for your kid. And the easiest way to get more money is to have more of what you earn come back to you. Yeah. And I think real life reprograms them. You realize that you get into the work world and you don't get a safe space.
Right.
In a work world. You realize that the old saying, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, is very true. Mm. You know, if you want to make more money, the easiest way for you to get more money from your job is to ask.
Yeah.
You know, if they say no, then you can, this is America still. You can go find another job.
Exactly. And this is the thing, Scott. See, I think that what happens with these kids, and I think everybody at large, is, you know, what we love about America is the potential of America. Just like you said, hey, if it's not working out, you're a round peg in a square hole where you work, hey, go find a round peg where you fit, and you can be a happy camper, you can contribute and excel. This is, you know, for me, one of the reasons where I've minimized my employment with certain companies when I felt like everybody had to be, you know, formed and fashioned and mediocritized. You know, it wasn't a search for excellence. It wasn't an acknowledgement of extraordinary service or contribution. It was all about having everybody be just the same. You know, we're not just the same. You're going to have people who overproduce and outproduce, and, you know, they're contributors, and they're kind of that engine and catalyst that drive these companies. And
they should be rewarded for that.
Exactly. I agree. Well, thank you for being with us. We've got more coming up on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, make sure you go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.